Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hope you're having a wonderful day. Welcome to Debbins On Demand. It is the spot where you can get everything from my afternoon show on 98PXY on demand on one spot for you on the radio.com app or whatever, wherever you're listening. Turns out cheese, not bad for you after all. Several recent major studies have found that cheese has gotten an unfair reputation in the past, and there's, quote, no evidence that cheese leads to gaining weight, heart disease, or diabetes. Cheese, no longer something to be afraid of. Not that you were, like, terrified of cheese, but I do feel like people love cheese, but they avoid it because they think they're going to die if they eat too much, and that's actually probably true. I mean, if you eat like a brick of cheese for breakfast every day, you probably are going to gain weight. But a little cheese here and there, why not? Today's ridiculous crime story, a guy robbed a gas station in St. Louis last week, but he kept his mask around his chin instead of pulling it over his face. So yeah, the cops know exactly what he looks like because they saw it on the surveillance video. And they're getting him. What an idiot. This is one of the few times in history that you're actually supposed to be wearing a mask. And he doesn't. Unbelievable. Here's a fact that might make you a little bit mad. At least for me it did. New York City has the most super rich people of any city in the world. There's almost 25,000 people in New York City with a net worth of over $30 million. $30 million. That's nuts. Pretty sure my net worth is like $30. Maybe a couple of unscratched lottery tickets and a collection of Beanie Babies that my parents told me might be worth something someday. That's pretty much what I'm looking at right now. $30 million. If you're looking for a good stress reliever, I highly recommend getting a punching bag. I just got one yesterday, a punching bag. Like a heavy bag. Like, I don't know what the exact term is for, but you punch it and it doesn't punch you back. It's wonderful. And there's definitely a lot of things to be stressed out about these days. So I don't know. I felt oddly relaxed after. I might write like COVID on the bag and just like beat the hell out of it just to like get out all the stress I have about this pandemic. I feel like that could be therapeutic. Is it weird though if I were to like print out? Yeah, you can't do that. I was thinking like if you print out, let's say someone bothers you. I'm not saying I'm going to do this, but is it weird or is it psychotic to print out someone's face that really bothers you and to put it on the bag? I feel like it's actually a healthy way to address anger towards someone as long as you then don't do that. As long as it's not like practice for you for real life, you're not going to go attack them. I'm not a doctor. What do I know about therapy? Freshman college enrollment was down 13% in 2020, which you might say isn't really a surprise, but apparently college enrollment typically goes up during a recession because of a terrible job market, although last year was different than most recessions. I mean, virtual classes and the pandemic in general, definitely the reason for the decline. What I'm wondering is, do you think the freshman 15 is still a thing if all your classes are online? I haven't really thought about this. Like the only reason I gained weight freshman year of college. I did. I gained like easily 15 pounds. But I'm thinking the reasons I gained that weight was A, but there were a lot of parties, in-person parties, which you can't really do as much now. And I was basically drinking beer as my sole source of hydration, was not healthy. And B, the dining halls where I went to school, it was all buffet style. And it was super easy to eat like 3,000 calories when you just meant to have like a snack. Like if I was at home doing college back in the day, not going to parties, I wouldn't have had all those calories, and like not eating a literal buffet for every meal, probably wouldn't have been so fluffy at the end of that year. I don't know. Something to think about. Do you always have music on while you're driving? According to a study, 80% of people under the age of 30 say they find it impossible to drive without listening to music. I kind of agree. Like, I went through a phase where the radio in my car just wouldn't turn on, and the silence was like almost painful. It was just me and my thoughts. It wasn't fun. You start thinking about all those things that you've been avoiding thinking about. Just thinking about it, I'm getting stressed out. Drown out the pain with music. How clean is your car, by the way? Speaking of cars, 1/3 of people say their cars are so full of junk, there's not really any room for passengers. That's according to a new survey. That's bad. You almost need an intervention if you can't fit. What are you, moving every day? What, do you have like an actual garbage can, a full-size garbage can, like in the front seat, buckled in? And 10% of people can't remember the last time they cleaned their car. Guilty. I have no idea. I couldn't tell you when I did that last. What I really want is a self-cleaning car. They've got self-driving cars. Can we get a self-cleaning car? I feel like that's not... Can we get Elon Musk, can we get a self-cleaning car, please? Let's get that first, and then we'll go to Mars. Have a great night. Another Devin's On Demand for you, available for you tomorrow afternoon. Catch me on there, 3 to 8, 2 on 90PXY. Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.